Starfish Pack program is a program that was started in partnership between the Abbotsford Food Bank and the Abbotsford Rotary Club 2 years ago. The school board in Abbotsford has identified approximately 400 students that every single school day come to school having not eaten breakfast or not packing a lunch. And if they weren't getting a meal provided through an in-school breakfast or lunch program, would not eat. Starfish Pack provides basic nutritional supplements for those students for the weekend. So every Friday we send home a backpack that contains two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners, and snacks for students in need.
Where does the funding come from?
From community donations. The cost of a backpack for a school year is $525 just for the food. That's in no small part due to the fact that Save On Foods is a valuable partner in this program. They're providing the food to the program at cost. And so it's been, the funding has come exclusively from community donations. Over 40 local businesses and many individuals have contributed to the plan over the last 2 years.
So this plan has, this project has been in place for 2 years?
That's correct.
And what sort of sparked this? I mean, we see food programs during the week. Have you heard of a weekend sort of food program like this in other communities?
Yes, and we were actually inspired by a program that has started in New York and has now gone across North America, including Vancouver, called Blessings in a Backpack. Blessings in a Backpack is doing the same sort of thing. The differences between Blessings and what Starfish does boil down basically to how we raise our funding and the contents that we send home with the kids.
And tell us about this Starfish Depot now that will open up.
One of the challenges with the Starfish plan is that we are currently distributing the backpacks through the schools. That prevents us from helping reach these kids during the summer vacation months. So the Starfish Depot is the first of what we hope to be many in our community that will allow us to provide year-round support to these young people and hopefully, moving forward, expand the program. The backpack is designed currently to provide food for a student to get through the weekend, although it's been our experience from getting feedback from the families that are involved that oftentimes these backpacks that are designed for one kid are actually feeding families of four or five. But it will help us, first and foremost, provide year-round support to these kids. And ultimately, we hope to be able to expand services. So instead of just providing meals for a single student for a weekend, we'd like to see these locations be the hub where we could provide support and assistance to families in need on a family level year-round.
Will families have to apply, or how do you determine who's eligible?
The current eligibility is based on a determination by the individual schools. Neither the food bank nor the Rotary Club decide who's going to get food and who's not. It's determined on a need basis, on an individual school basis. We now have 20 schools participating in the program. We're delivering over 260 backpacks per week to the 20 schools here in Abbotsford.
Does the Abbotsford School District have any meal plans of their own?
Yes, although the vast majority of... Let me start that answer again.
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
They do, but a significant number of the in-school breakfast and lunch programs are also provided by service groups, faith groups, and are done on a school-by-school basis.
Do you know how many kids are involved in their program?
The number of 400 kids going without breakfast or lunch is the number the school board has given us based on their best estimates of participation in their existing breakfast and lunch programs. Again, it's done on a school-by-school basis. It's not done at a district level.
So is it mostly the same kids, the kids that are getting the,
yep,
the breakfast-lunch program, also going home with the backpacks on the weekends?
If mom and dad are struggling to send a lunch along or provide a breakfast for a child Monday through Friday, they're going to face those same challenges on a weekend.
Do you think the community of Abbotsford would be surprised to hear that there's 400 kids that would go to school hungry otherwise?
I can tell you definitively, after having been involved for 2 years, that the universal first response is shock. When we tell people about the need, the first response is that the number 400 can't be right. But in fact, it's probably low.
Yeah, it's something that you don't think about in a community like Abbotsford and other neighborhoods, to know that there are families struggling to the point where they aren't able to feed their own children.
Well, and the irony is that a number of years ago, I think it was 5 years ago, the TD Bank did a survey of all municipalities in Canada, and they determined that Abbotsford is the largest single farm gate community in the country. We as a community produce more agricultural product per hectare than any place else in the country, and yet we have hundreds of kids that are going hungry. And if, again, if it was not for the in-school programs, the breakfast and lunch programs that exist, these kids would not be eating on a regular basis, or if they were eating, they'd be eating empty calories.
Well, it's fantastic what you guys are doing. Do you have the you know, the financial figures as far as how much it costs to run a program like this, say, on an annual basis?
Well, it depends on the number of schools. I can tell you that the Aldergrove Rotary Club is just next week launching their own version of the plan. It's going to be tailored to the needs of that community, so it's a little different than Abbotsford. The numbers that we have used is that it's $525 per year, per school year, to provide the groceries. Coming back to the difference between Starfish and Blessings, one of the reasons that we decided to use our model versus Blessings is that they rely on donated food, and we purchase the food, albeit at cost. By purchasing the food, we have more control over the nutritional contents that go home, the variety. We've had the backpacks themselves donated by a local company. So it depends. The cost for the program is dependent on how many schools and how many kids a program is serving. But after 2 years, we've got it down to a little over $500 for 10 months of food.